This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Monday is fun day. Welcome in another edition of Make It Rain here. Joe and Ari alongside Dan Martinez of Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we try to dissect and come down from what was a weekend of sports and sports news. And man, oh man, it didn't take long. It all started on Friday, Dane. Of course, in my neck of the woods, there was a lot of buzz about Robert Kraft and the New England Patriots. And I may or may not have known about this massage parlor that he frequented. And I got to tell you,
plausible deniability.
I may or may not have known somebody that attended this parlor here, and it was would it shock you at all? You know, it would shock you. How can I explain where this is in the part of town? Now, normally one would think this is probably in an industrial part or a little seedy part of town, you know, and that could not be any further from the truth. Literally 2 miles down the road from where this parlor is, you could be on Jupiter Island with people like Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Celine Dion, all living not too far. Oh, and include, you know, also Robert Kraft also has a place in the area there. And it wouldn't be at all shocking to know that, yes, this was in a part of town that is not known for these types of things. It's not sitting next to like a head shop somewhere. This is a pretty expensive, pretty affluent, pretty impressive part of town. And it's in a strip center, no less, that you would have driven by this thing a million times. You would never, ever, ever have known anything about what was going on in there. Would have had no clue, nor would you have had any idea that Robert Kraft and a whole bunch of other people would be frequently in this place as often as they were. So it's hard to explain to those who don't know the area, don't understand, but I can tell you the police department that held that press conference, yeah, it's one of those, and I don't know if you guys have this in New York. I know you got the NYPD, but this is here. This is one of those very rich, affluent, private police departments.
Right.
That are that often, you know, anytime they can hold a press conference and say, look at me, that's kind of what they have going on here. And maybe the thing that sucked about all of this was the fact that the guys whose name was on the list with Robert Kraft that had gotten distributed to just every news media publication known to mankind, ended up getting a copy of that. Now their name is, of course, plastered everywhere. And it just reeked, man. It really, really reeked, because I am fairly certain there would not have been any sort of predetermined press conference or any sort of publicity for this bust one way or the other if it hadn't been for Robert Kraft's name on it. And that sucks for the other guys that were on that list.
Yeah, no, I hear you. They, you know, guilt by association. If you're on that damn spreadsheet, then you got, you know, you got put out there on blast as well. I got to tell you this. I thought it was crazy that now over the weekend, it seems like everybody's coming to that strip mall, Joe, just to like take selfies, you know, and be like, yeah, I know about this place. You were here when kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you this. I saw a lot of stuff, Joe, including from yours truly, you know, making fun of this. You know, we saw like Tom Brady's picture with some lipstick on, like that was the employee in question. But yes. I gotta tell you, the biggest thing I saw, Joe, honestly, it's not like the New England Patriots are you know, this isn't their first time where videotape has gotten them in trouble. Just think about Spygate, you know, with the when they were filming the Rams. But at least the NFL had the courtesy to destroy the footage. I don't know if the Jupiter, you know, police force, and I put police force in quotation marks, you know, maybe it's just bad karma that the videotape's coming around to bite Kraft in the bum.
Guys, they're thinking about making this video public, and it could be public today. We'll find out later today.
He is allegedly, he is supposed to be arraigned today, is what they are saying, so he might make an appearance here in town. And I'll keep you posted on that throughout the day also, because I've got...
Are you going to be chasing him like the paparazzi?
No, Joe? I got local peeps in the media here that are all over this. I mean, they are pretty much camped out down at the courthouse where this is going to be taking place, down at the Palm Beach courthouse. So they're going to go ahead and hit us up if, in fact, he does show up. And he is expected at some point today to have to show up, or at least representatives of his are going to show up. He last night, by the way, I don't know if you guys saw this, he could care less about what's going on.
He's chilling at the Oscars, right?
Yeah, he was partying it up big time, you know, all sorts of getting it going. Big party animal from what we understand, that he was just not interested one way or the other. Yeah.
He can't go and get a rough tug in one place. He's got to, you know, find his next masseuse.
I am shocked that this man is not cowering in his boots, so to speak, that he is facing all sorts of, deep tissue massage and happy ending certifications. What, a misdemeanor? It's unjailable. It's punishable by pretty much a $500 fine. And
Which I think he can handle. Whew, I think he can cover. That's probably the going rate for an hour at that spot anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm shocked. I mean, does this look like the face of a man that looks guilty to me? He came out and denied everything. Like everything.
He's the face of a man who is guilty but doesn't give a damn. And that's what I think is the absolute truth. Like, yeah, he's guilty, but what does it matter if you're Robert Kraft right now? Is this really going to damage your brand? You think the NFL is really going to come down on him, Joe? Because I surely do not. If I was him, I wouldn't have a care in the world, and I'd be partying with actors and actresses out there in Hollywood as well.
What amazed me, too, was the instant overreaction from Patriot haters. And by the way, most of the people, and you'll be proud of this, most of the people lining up at this strip center in front of this place taking selfies all day were Jet fans, by the way, or pretty much or Dolphin fans. There was pretty much just about every AFC team, I think, was represented there this weekend as hordes of people. I'm talking dozens and dozens of people. We're swinging into that shopping center, taking a selfie in front of the place there with their gear on. It was actually pretty damn funny. But the overreaction with the, all right, Robert Kraft has somehow now got to lose this team or have to give it up. And they're making comparisons to what happened with the Clippers owner and how he had to give up the team. Like, what are you people talking about?
Jim Irsay was pulled over with, like, you know, grams of
a dead
weed
hooker and
blow.
400 pounds of Oxycontin or something.
You know what I mean? And what he get? He had to be away from the team for, like, 5 weeks. You know, I mean, this is going to be absolutely fine. It is all karma, though. Like I'm saying, videotape and stuff. Insert your jokes about deflated footballs here.
Oh, yeah.
But what I'm thinking is interesting, Joe, is didn't they say that Robert Kraft is actually not the biggest name on that list? So I'm intrigued, and you say that's an area where a lot of other people are. You know, maybe we see the name of E. Woods or D. Jeter or something like that. If Kraft is not the biggest name, that's what I'm intrigued to see. Who else might be on that list and come out?
Well, you know, I took that. The problem with that is that it's coming from Schefter. And I don't know how much to believe that or how much deflection that was, because I got to believe this police department would have unveiled whoever it was regardless. But we'll talk about that more as we get ready to start our day. Happy Monday as we make it rain. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Smooth music. What is Robert Kraft and George Michael?
You think they're playing this kind of music?
I can't. Yeah.
You think this is the baseline? That kind of spot? What do you think?
No, it was actually much more upbeat. I heard it was much more upbeat inside than
right,
that.
Friend.
Somebody had told me. It's not my fault. I live very close to the area that that took place. I digress. Welcome in. Good morning. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. As we make it rain, it was a hell of a weekend. It started Friday after the show, of course. News coming pouring in, just pounding in. For Robert Kraft and the shenanigans going on there, and of course lost in that. And I do want to say this. Obviously, there was, anytime you use the word human trafficking, there's obviously a bigger side to this story than just Robert Kraft. But at the same time, I'm fairly certain Robert Kraft or the rest of the 60 and 70 year old men who attended this place had no idea that they were, of course, locking 20 people in the back room there. I'm fairly certain none of them had any idea that was going on. So I do want to say that. And I'm sure that had Robert Kraft or any of these guys understood what was happening there, yeah, I doubt very much they would have attended. And if Chris is right and this videotape is going to be leaked out, or at least they're thinking about releasing the videotape that shows Robert Kraft because Robert Kraft has vehemently denied it through his people that he did nothing wrong. That is not a tape I want to see, my friend. That is, no, I can think of all the things in this world that I don't want to see. That would definitely be right up there. Nobody wants to see that. Much less, how good could this videotape really be, though? Because usually if it's like from surveillance cameras,
right,
kind of hard to make people out here. But if we're
some
talking
grainy,
like
black and white pixelated nonsense.
You know, like ATM video, like how did you guys pull out Robert Kraft of all the things? I just don't understand it. But I do understand that you are dealing with a small town police force. You are dealing with, you know, a city filled with a whole lot of people trying to make a name for themselves on the political landscape. Right. Yeah. So there's a whole lot more going on behind the scenes, because these kinds of busts, by the way, happen quite often. And very free, and you and I never hear about him. Never make the news. But Robert Kraft made huge headlines Friday. He will be arraigned at some point here today, so we'll let you know if we see him in the South Florida area. Pretty funny. But the other big story, and we're going to get to this hour, of course, was Oscar controversy last night. There was actually, for the first time, an ability for people in books on the East Coast, the chance for them to go ahead and bet on the Oscars. And there was a flurry of betting going on over the weekend for one particular long shot, and they eventually took him off the board. And I'm not sure after this that we'll ever see Oscars being bet on the East Coast again, because this is the kind of thing in today's day and age with social media and how fast somebody can post something or how fast a rumor can go viral. This could be a problem for the sports books moving forward, especially when you're going to do the things outside of sports. You know, like you said, sometimes when you're looking at the TV show Survivor and, right, you know, Big Brother and all those types of shows, this is the kind of thing that will throw prop bets into a tizzy.
Yep, Yorgos Lanthimos. I hope I got that right.
He was fantastic.
You like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to use the director, and he went from, I think it was something like 45-1 all the way down to like 6-1 or something like that. Mm-hmm. The director of The Favorite, which, by the way, was one of these movies that I had never seen or heard of until last night, and yes, my fiance told me that The Favorite, by the way, I don't know if do you understand what this movie is about, Joe?
I didn't see not one of these movies that was nominated.
I don't know. I hope I'm not butchering it, but my fiance told me that The Favorite is about these two women who are like handmaids to the queen and both having like lesbian side affairs with the queen.
Yes,
and that the movie The Favorite is about like which one of these two like, you know, wenches is the mm-hmm. queen's favorite. But I digress, you know. And
well, see, now you got me looking it up. Now I get to see. You had me a lesbian, and that was the end of that. So,
but apparently, that director did not win. So, you know, with all these tips and inside info, then it wound up being Alfonso Cuarón instead from Roma, who was the director. So, you know,
he was the favorite, wasn't he? He was the favorite. He was the favorite. He was the guy that went off originally. He was the favorite of the whole thing to win.
Because something like this guy won, you know, all the other award shows. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like the Golden Globes, stuff like that. Joe, it was just like, remember when we were talking about the Super Bowl and we were like, listen, Boomer Esiason has already made his pick. Just tell that. It's the same kind of thing. They have like the, I don't know, the Golden Globes or the American Awards or whatever it is. We already know who's winning some of these awards because they kind of clean swept all the like preseason award shows, shall we say. But who knows where this tip came from, and everybody hopped on it and it turned to not be true. So I hear you, Joe. People you know, it's like we were saying with the college basketball stuff, right? Like now that there's more eyes on this, now that there's more people betting, everybody got to make sure that this is above board, or else people are going to move away from gambling on this stuff. And this is the same kind of issue that we are seeing now when it comes to the Oscars.
You know, they think it started from, you know, some frat boy over at Penn State whose daddy is wired into Hollywood. And that's how it started, where he had posted something about hey, man, my dad knows this, my dad knows that. And then, of course, that spurned off to a whole bunch of other people. Then somebody else confirmed it, saying, yes, my mother works for, you know, works for the film company, and that we then, and da-da-da. And it was just, it just went on and on and on. And you know how once somebody sees a rumor like that, they jump all over the fact of going, yeah, I got my, you know, I know somebody right. too. And then next thing you know is the guy that was always probably going to read it because of the fact that he went off as a minus $1,350 FanDuel on FanDuel for most of the week. He was minus $1,350. And the reason he was is because there's been very few instances that the guy who won the, I guess, the Director's Guild Award early in the month.
Okay, usually, there you go. One of the other ones, right.
Yeah, it usually always wins the best director. In fact, I think there's right. only been one time in 500 years that it wasn't. So, of course, he was supposed to be the favorite, the guy that actually won, because they kind of knew it. But
hey, guys, I want to actually bring on the person who happens to know the leaker from Penn State here. Our boy
really?
Venmo, our boy Venmo might Ryan have a little insight on this.
Oh, let's hear it, man. Come on, Venmo. Now, where is he?
So, Venmo Brian, you know this kid?
Yeah, he's my friend.
No.
So tell me about
yeah.
it. Like,
so, his older brother told him earlier in the day that he was going to win. So then
well, what's the family connection from? With Hollywood? What's the family connection with Hollywood that he would know?
I'm not sure. The brother, I think, works in California.
Okay.
So maybe that could be the connection. So then he told us.
That's a vague connection. I know millions of people who work in California, Ben.
I'm
O'Brien.
Not saying it's true. I'm just saying what I was told.
Well,
okay,
no.
Fair
it, obviously, he must have some
happened,
connection.
Joe. This
yeah,
is how it happens.
Have some
I, well, guy, this guy knows it. I don't know if it's true. Someone told me. It's like yeah. another. It's like a tip, you know.
Now, what did he do? Venmo? Did he just simply post something on social media that was like, "Hey guys, I know who the winner's going to be," and then that was it?
He put it in a group me, which is like a group chat in his fraternity. So then everyone was like maxing out accounts on their
really?
Bookies at Penn State. Yes.
Wow.
Okay, so he put it within his crew at his frat, and mm-hmm. then everybody was like going with the tip and betting the max, and that's what started. People started to notice all these quote unquote lopsided bets.
Yeah, yeah. So Penn State's huge, so it got around quick.
Yeah, and then the book obviously saw that too, because it dropped it from 45-1 all the way down to 5-1 when all of these bets started to come in, and then of course it didn't take long before somebody went in and said, "I know what he's talking about." Right. I know somebody there that works it too, and then of course, do you have any idea the amount of action a book has to get in order to be able to look at a bet and pull it off the board because they're going, there's something seriously wrong here, and kudos to FanDuel, because what people also don't understand is you're worried about fixing and all this thing happens. They have people purposely in the books, okay, especially the FanDuels of the world and out in Vegas. These books have people in a department that look for exactly these kinds of anomalies, and they'll pull it down before they ever expose themselves. So, crazy story. Look
hey,
at Venmo Bryant
knowing
all sorts of shady people at Penn State. Way to go, Venmo. Way to go. Shenanigans. Let's talk about that Lakers stretch run here. We'll talk about that coming up next.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Calling the Shots.
Kelly O'Coin from Billions. Longtime friends think about you when they're like, oh, Kelly's such a nice guy. And then, and then he's like, bleep, bleep this, bleep, bleep that. What do they think of that?
My wife always tells me if I ever bring any bit of dollar bill home, I'm out on the street.
Oh, it's done.
Oh, yeah, it's done. It's done. She's like, I will not tolerate that.
Weekdays, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Going with a little Santana here, a little Oye Como Va on a Monday as we shake it out. Also help you make it rain, just like I did yesterday. I hope you guys were following us on social media, because it was a monster upset in the NBA. Actually, there were a couple of really big upsets yesterday. Small slate in the NBA, also a smaller than usual slate in college hoops. But the big story in college was getting 4.5 points. That would be a team called Michigan State, who thrives in being in that underdog role on the road. Michigan, there are very few rivalries, including North Carolina Duke, that rival what Michigan and Michigan State have had over the years. 4.5 point road underdog, plus 190 on the money, and the overhit at 133. A lot of ways to make money in this game, especially if you were backing Michigan State, who took them down 77-70. You had Xavier beating Villanova on the road. That was another big. They were 5.5 point home underdogs, plus 220 on the money line. And then, of course, you had
struggling lately too.
Yeah, that's what happens when you graduate 4 seniors. So what did you think was going to happen there? All of the freshmen worth of crap go to Duke and Kentucky and ones and duns. They don't generally head to Villanova. And then, of course, you had the Magic. We're getting 7 points plus 260 on the money line against. And I know Gabe's gonna have to have a conversation with Gabe later, but because it was against his Raptors. Yes, it was against his Toronto Raptors. Orlando went into Toronto and just backhanded him all over the place. But no Kawhi Leonard, because a little rest, load management. That's the correct
term.
There
it is. That's what they're calling it these days, right?
Yes. And then, of course, maybe no bigger dog than the Knicks yesterday. Yes, New York Knicks, who your very own Dane Martinez on this show Friday said was very worried about them scoring 100 points, much less 130. Hell, they even scored against themselves in that game yesterday.
On Friday, though, I believe they lost to Minnesota like 114-105, and I believe the total of that was 219, and I believe the total was 20. So they snuck in the under on that one on Friday.
But still more than 100, though, those New York Knickerbockers. But they were nine. They were getting 9 points yesterday, just at 360 on the money line. And the Spurs were – and listen, the whole theory behind why I took Orlando is because of the fact that Toronto just had a very emotional game, on Friday, because you had DeMar DeRozan coming back, San Antonio. It was a hard-fought game, 120-117. It was a monster game. And I'm going, there's no way they're going to be able to get up for, an Orlando team coming in who was pretty good on a day's rest. And, yeah, sure enough, that worked out. But nobody took into consideration that San Antonio might be dragging a little bit of ass heading into Madison Square Garden. And, boy, oh, boy. Man, anytime the Knicks can put they were dunking off the board.
They were.
What the?
They were.
Come on.
Dots in the draining threes. Michael Robinson crushing it. Dennis Smith Jr. looking like he should have brought what he brought last night to the slam dunk contest. I'm telling you, on the one side, Joe, I've been talking to all my friends, like, watch the Knicks go on a run here at the end of the season and wind up with, like, the fifth overall pick and price themselves out of Zion Williamson and Ja Morant, right? So I was like, of course they're going to win. On the flip side, though, Joe, you know why I liked what happened yesterday? Because the current 7 and 8 seeds in the West, the Clippers and the Spurs, went down. So I know that, you know, LeBron and the Lakers even lost to lowly New Orleans over the weekend. And I was like, oh, no.
That's funny. I didn't see anything like that. No, did you? Did you? Oh, no, I didn't. I had no idea. You mean the 128-115 shellacking without without AD?
Where LeBron is like, I'm not sure. Oh, we got to get ready. I only got 23 games left. Let's see. But I was buoyed by the Clippers and the Spurs also going down last night.
I completely forgot about that. Yeah, Clippers got their ass handed to them in Denver. But, you know, listen, to the Clippers' credit, nobody. They are the best team at home against the number. Denver never loses at home. In fact, they average their victories at home at around 12 points. So this was I think the number was around 8.5, 9, and they had no problem covering. Denver is a beast at home, people. An absolute beast at home. Very hard to play there. I think it's also because these teams come into town. You got the whole legalized weed thing. That might have something to do with it.
Altitude,
weed, edibles, who knows what's going on. Very hard to play as a road team in Denver, that is for sure. But to your
Miami and New York also, like those noon tips at the Garden or after your night out at South Beach, it's tough. Maybe you could put Denver on that list as well when you sample all the local
for different reasons. Yeah. South Beach is a different animal. Yeah. The South Beach is just simply you don't go out until 3 o'clock in the morning. So it's gonna be very hard for you to get up. Yeah, exactly. Nothing. Places don't open up until 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Like when you go in, if it's dark out and the time you leave, the sun is shining, something went seriously wrong with your evening because you are going to have to pay for that. And I don't care what kind of athlete you are. It's just a tough thing to do. But no excuse for LeBron going into New Orleans there with a Anthony Davis-less Pelicans team. And LeBron went off on the team, of course, afterwards going, I think we're too comfortable. These guys have been so used to losing for as long as they have, and they come to expect it. And yeah, that's the problem I had feared with this team to begin with, is that all in all, LeBron James in playoff mode or no playoff mode, he is still dealing with a very young and inexperienced team and a team in which he alienated all season. And I think to expect these guys to somehow flip that switch like he can, I think is a little unrealistic because, you know, LeBron, we know, can't do it all on his own. He just can't do it. I mean, there was no way even just LeBron was going to be able to beat this team with the way everybody else played. So inexperience. Oh, and the fact that we're running out of games, you need to beat the Pelicans because you're going to have to go on the road and play people like Portland now and a whole bunch of other people on that schedule that are. It's going to be very, very difficult if you can't beat the teams you're supposed to beat. And that's what the Lakers really, really needed, especially being at home and taking care of the Houston Rockets, who, by the way, without James Harden, you want to talk about how crazy the NBA is. James Harden's got some sort of ass, neck, some sort of issue. He sits out, and the team smokes the Golden State Warriors. What the?
Because they play a different way. They're not playing that iso ball. They're not playing that. Let's not forget, Chris Paul is one of the best point guards of this generation. He had something like 11 assists in the first half. It's you know, it changes the way they play when they don't have to play hero iso ball and worry about Harden getting his 30. It's very similar to the Knicks with and without Carmelo a few years ago. They're playing a different way, and what do you know? They defeat the champs big time.
Yeah, they defeated them. They were plus 600 on the money line. I mean, they were a huge underdog, especially once Harden was announced that he wasn't going to be playing. They were a 12-point road underdog, plus 600 on the money line. And what did we talk about? Overvaluing teams like Duke and Golden State, right? Because once again, the over without James Harden was an obnoxious number, 232, 233, somewhere around there. And also, what do you think? It stayed under that. And you got to keep an eye on that because these are the types of situations this time of year where You'd be very surprised in the NBA when you got teams like plus 600, plus 230, plus 180 on the money line in the NBA, road teams and even home underdogs taking care of business like the Knicks. There is some money to be made, but I like your point with Harden not scoring. You had Eric Gordon stepping up, also had 25, hit 4 3-pointers. Chris Paul was all over. He had 23 on his own, and Draymond Green left the game with an injury.
Right.
He got stepped on by Boogie Cousins. Way to go, Boogie.
And did you see the clip? It was right in front of Steve Kerr, and Kerr, like, had no idea that Draymond was, like, prone in agony literally in front of him, and he's still just watching the play. I thought that was interesting as well. And, you know, to the point with the Golden State Warriors, listen, we've been saying about how they play differently against teams over 500, you know, and how, to be quite honest, they sneaked past the Rockets last year because Chris Paul was out, you know, and when they're playing better competition, you know, they do get a little tight sometimes. And if you also saw in that game, KD and Boogie Cousins kind of going back and forth at it, you know, so I know they're a dominant force, right? And they have five All-Stars on their starting lineup. I worry about them a little bit, and I may be grasping at straws here, Joe, but I worry about them a little bit when the chips are down, when they actually do get pushed, when they do get challenged. Yeah, they can still beat the Sacramento Kings all four times, but by like 3 or 4 points. But, you know, when they're in the Western Conference Finals, when they do get a challenge from the East, we always talk about sphincters getting tight, Joe. And Game 7 in Oracle against the Cavs a few years back, Curry was throwing the ball into the stands. You know what I mean? Like, they do get tight every now and then where they're not blowing people out. That's something to watch for. I like your point about when they play teams over 500. They don't dump truck those teams.
Yeah, no, they don't. And they're also just a team that is terrible against the number. So they are not a profitable team on any level because of the fact that they always get overvalued by the books. The numbers are hard, and they don't take care of business because of that overvaluation. They never cover because teams like a Harden-less Houston can come in there and can upend them, which screws, it's not a profitable situation to be betting on the Golden State Warriors. It has not been a profitable situation in quite some time, given the fact that for some reason or another, the bookmakers do not want to be realistic. They just continue to overvalue, and it has a lot to do with the fact that the public will always overvalue. You know, publics love overs, so they know that if they go ahead and put a number up there, the public's going to go, oh, they're going to score 100 points. And Joe Public loved the over in that game, over 232, and voila, it's the under. So the book knows what they're doing. They know if they price it a little bit higher, Joe Public's going to go, oh, yeah, it's going to be no problem. They're going to go to the over, and look what happens 9 times out of 10. And then you can't, even as a sharp, you can't look at the Golden State Warriors and think that, oh, they're definitely going to go to the under, because it's so realistic that they could go out and hit 230 all week long. They could do it.
Yep, they could do it. And I would be more intrigued. You know, you talk about the totals a lot when it comes to the Warriors. You know, I think the other part is, you know, they're not covering these 11, 12-point spreads against quality teams. You know what I mean? Like, everybody – I think the point to be made here, Joe, is when you say it's like when the books are hanging this line, they are hanging the lines that think they're going to get even action on both sides. And so the hard part here is that the public so believes in this dynasty. You know what I mean? That they don't care who's on the other side. They think Golden State's putting up 125, 130 and is this kind of dominant force. It's people like you and I, Joe, who say, hey, when they're up against good teams, you know, they – not that they struggle, but that they're in, you know, legitimately close games. The public doesn't consider that, so they have a double-digit line. So take the points against Golden State when it's a really good team.
Love that. Welcome in, by the way, if you are just joining us. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We will help you make it rain. Golden State in action tonight on the road against Charlotte. We'll go ahead and give you the latest line on that. Talk about overvaluating. We'll hit that. Also, controversy in the SEC over the weekend. We'll touch base on that. Come back and join us here. We make it rain. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
The latest with Bryce Harper, Major League Baseball rumors. It is in full effect. We've got baseball games happening, and you probably haven't seen any of them, but we'll tell you what's going on. Major League Baseball coming up just after the top of the hour. Welcome in, Joe Ranieri. Dane Martinez. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we help you make it rain. Let me give you a little stat, too, here, Dane, just to show you how ridiculous the Warriors' dominance has been, not only on the court, but to bettors. The Warriors' effect since 2014-15, since the 14-15 season, okay, not only is it impossible to just beat Golden State, especially at the Oracle, teams that actually play the Golden State Warriors since 2014-15, when they play their next game, they are 198-244-6, 44% against the number, including the playoffs. So 448 games, we are looking at less than almost about 44% coverage for these teams. So not only do they beat these teams, or have they been beating them over the last 3 years, right? When the team goes to their next game that they just beat, they can't cover. As a matter of fact, they have not been able to cover. It wasn't until this past weekend. There was all year long, every team that had played the Golden State Warriors, especially at the Oracle, okay, their next game they have not been able to cover. It happened all year long. This weekend they ended up playing the Sacramento Kings. They ended up winning that game, but Sacramento then went to Oklahoma City. So you're looking at that game going, Sacramento ain't going to cover this game. Like, Sacramento's going to end up losing this game. It's going to be a mess. Well, the good thing for Sacramento is they ended up beating the Oklahoma City Thunder, but only because Oklahoma City had to play almost a triple overtime game the night before. So the situation lined up, but keep that in mind, especially with the weaker opponents in terms of record. The worst that they perform against the Warriors, the worst their record is, it's even harder for them to go and cover the next game. So Houston, for instance, even though they won, keep an eye on Houston now, their next game, ATS, because what we have learned is when teams are done playing them, their next game, not so great against the number.
I think that's interesting. I know you could check the exact numbers on this, Joe, but a couple of years ago, the Seattle Seahawks had something similar in the NFL. Like, after you played the Seahawks, the next game, you were not performing well against the number. And the theory was the angle, the trend, as you like to say, the TNA, was that they were just such a physical team that it would take more out of you than the normal. And the other thing, to be quite honest, is
true.
And we'd have to look at the numbers on this, but Seattle, where they are in the country, is like a longer road trip for most teams. You know what I mean? And don't get it twisted. That idea of the travel and the time zone, I'm a big proponent of that, Joe. You know, we always talk about, like, the angles. I'm a big one on, like, you know, the West Coast team playing the 1 o'clock start on the East Coast, that sort of thing. I believe in the body clock and in sleep. And I remember Seattle had that a few years ago. It was very tough to get up your next time after playing the Seahawks. And I can see something similar for the Golden State Warriors. You know, they're running you ragged, the pace of play, you know, that sort of thing. So maybe that's part of it. I think that's a nice little nugget there, Joe.
Yep. Past seven teams prior to the Sacramento Kings winning in Oklahoma State over the weekend, Oklahoma City, rather, the past seven had lost. In fact, opponents this year, the letdown effect, 18-37 against the number, 32% when teams go on to play the game after they can't cover the number. So Sacramento was an outlier. The situation allowed them to take on a Oklahoma City Thunder team that had just competed for 19 hours the night before in a double overtime against Utah. But keep an eye on Houston. We'll check this theory here, the Warrior letdown theory, and we'll see if that holds true. As let me just double check here as to where Houston is. Houston playing tonight? Houston
I'll
is
check that out for you tonight.
Yes, they're playing Atlanta tonight.
We got the Hawks coming into town, so maybe this theory will not hold true because the Hawks coming into your building doesn't really scare me, Joe.
No, I'm telling you, Hawks won, though. Don't look at the Hawks ended up taking on Phoenix, baby. Don't you sleep on them Hawks. But keep that in mind moving forward. Those numbers are not good for these teams, especially the worse the team is. So when they start rolling through the last half of this schedule, some of these less than 500 teams, you can almost set your clock to it. They're not going to do well against the number in the following game. We did have some a little bit of controversy here. Wanted to mention this because again, people get it's amazing what people just go up in arms about, but eight players from the Ole Miss men's college team there had taken a knee during the national anthem over the weekend against Georgia. And the reason they were doing it is they wanted to bring awareness to, I guess, rallies that were happening on campus from a bunch of pro-Confederate, you know, white nationalists, call it what you want. I mean, yes, pro-Confederate people that had been all up and down, I guess, in the school, have been doing all sorts of rallies there. Yeah. And, you know, these eight kids ended up taking a knee and, you know, that was all it needed. Once that started spreading around, people started going absolutely ballistic and calling out these kids. Now, they just decided last minute, from what we understand, it wasn't as if it was a pre-planned thing with the coach didn't know, the university didn't know. But the coach has come out and said that we respect their ability. They just wanted to take a stand against all the negativity that had been happening at their school. They wanted to make people aware. And I get that. But, you know, you're talking about 18-year-old kids who it's the Colin Kaepernick effect. You do what they see. They see all the look at what Colin Kaepernick has just been able to accomplish simply by taking a knee. Right. So here these kids think they can take a knee. The problem is whatever it was that you were hoping to do and accomplish, those rallies aren't the topic of conversation here today across every media platform known to mankind. The topic of conversation is going to be you disrespecting the flag. Right or wrong, that is the topic. So you could not have picked a worse stand to take at a time where it just, I get what you're trying to do, and I applaud you for trying to take a stand, but doing it that way is already proven not to work. And because whether it's right or wrong,
well,
you know, Dane,
work,
it doesn't
it
work.
Well,
because
work,
nobody's taught your whole point of doing it is to raise awareness, right? So sure, if that's the point of doing it, that message is muddy. That message is lost here today as people are crucifying these eight kids for simply taking a knee during the national anthem. The message isn't coming across.
Well, but here's the thing, though, Joe. This would not be part of our rundown if it didn't happen, right? So, like, on some level, of course it's working. Of course it's working because there is attention to it, and the fact that these kids, you know, took that knee – outside of the community, we would not have known that there were these other, whatever you want to call them, white nationalist rallies or things going on.
Exactly.
We would not have known about that unless the kids did that. So, you know, I think people have different definitions of what it working actually entails. But to your point, if it's about raising awareness, I wouldn't say it didn't work. I would say that it worked just fine. The kids had this right to demonstrate. They exercised that right. And that's why there is more awareness of whatever was going on in that community. So I think I see it a little bit differently, Joe. I think, you know, they did this to bring that awareness. They successfully brought that awareness. I understand you're saying people are getting – these kids are getting killed. But, you know, that's part of what you take on when you demonstrate, you know, bringing in the opinions from both sides. And that's what they did. And, you know, I think it's fine that they did this. And I think it's fine that the awareness is out.
Listen, I think it's great that they did it, too, as well. It's absolutely their right to do it. But it's too lazy as far as I'm concerned, because what you're doing is already been done. And it is proven over the long course. I mean, if you wanted a one and done where you just wanted to bring awareness to what you do, today's day and age with social media, there's a million ways you could have brought awareness to this situation other than igniting the flame of you're disrespecting the flag once again. That message, it doesn't work, because what happens is instead of people unifying, all it does is separate people. And I appreciate the effort, but in today's social media and the platforms that you have available to you, you want to send a message and let people know, very easy way to do it today as opposed to years and years and years ago. So I just think it's a lazy approach to trying to take a stand on something. This has been done, but again, we have seen this where it causes more, it causes more of a distraction and people don't get the real point as to what the hell it was that they were trying to say. I just think it's lazy. You should have been able to come up with something a little bit better than this.
I don't disagree with that, the idea that it can convolute the point or the message that you're trying to get across. I acknowledge that. However, what I'll also say, though, Joe, is, you know, Americans, right, have the right to protest, okay, or demonstrate.
Absolutely.
Or what have you. And I just believe fundamentally that for people to say, like, oh, yeah, you have that right, but then to tell people to kind of, like, pick and choose about how they do it, you know, I think that's a little bit misguided, let's say. Like, people should be able to do it however they want. If you want to say that it didn't necessarily get to their stated objective or prove their point and there's other ways, sure. But I think it's somewhat, and I'm not saying you, Joe, but I'm saying it's somewhat of an elitist point of view to be like, yeah, you have the right to protest, but let me tell you how to do it. You know what I mean? I think the whole point is that people should be allowed to protest however they want in this specific way with their specific method because of what has happened with Kaepernick over the last couple of years. Could the point get convoluted? Yes.
Right.
And did it in the NFL? Because then it became about, oh, you're disrespecting the flag or the servicemen or blah, 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 or the police. And then it kind of ballooned into something that was not the true essence of what Cap was trying to do originally. I'll give you that. But my kind of point is, like, protests are there to raise awareness. If they did that, then it's successful. And I also think that as Americans, we have the right to protest however well we damn well please. So for anybody to be like, oh, no, you can protest, but no, you should do it this way. That's something I'm not necessarily behind.
No, and listen, the bottom line is, what are you trying to accomplish? Because if you're trying to affect change, maybe that's not the best way to go about it.
Right, when you say but either way, or not, we have to define what.
Yeah, the SEC is going to have a whole lot of questions to ask. The university is going to have a whole lot of questions to answer. And fair or unfair, that's going to be the topic of conversation, is hating the flag and not exactly what the hell was going on with that ridiculousness at their campus. So 1 hour in the books. Come back and join us here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy.
My morning's still going better than Bob Kraft's morning, guy.
Ooh, too soon, Greg.
Is it?
What's the latest? What do you got, Greg?
He was named in a prostitution ring.
To the surprise of who, though? Every time he accepts a Lombardi trophy, he's hammered.
Sure.
He doesn't care at this point. I'm not advocating prostitution by any means, but he's 80 years old.
Right. If he can get Meek free, he probably can get himself free.
He'll be fine. I'm sure Robert Kraft will be just fine.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, will help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Poll question is up here today as we take a look at a few athletes, I believe, here, Dane, who are trying to figure out where they are going to be. Some want to be traded. Some remain unsigned here. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, all month long in February, whether it's Anthony Davis with the Pelicans and how he gets out of there, whether it's the drama in Pittsburgh with the Steelers with Lev Bell and Antonio Brown, and obviously while Manny Machado has signed with San Diego Fathers, Bryce Harper has not. So I was asking you, which of these players are you most interested in seeing how the story ends and where will they be playing? Is it Bryce Harper? Is it one of the Steelers in Lev Bell or Antonio Brown? Or is it AD Anthony Davis? And right now, maybe with the start of spring training, everyone's got the boys of summer on their mind. 40% of the people, Joe, are saying that it is in fact Bryce Harper. They want to see where he lands. You know, a lot of people still talking Philly, but there are some other teams in the mix still. I believe the San Francisco Giants and a short-term contract is still something that Bryce Harper and Scott Boras are considering. But a lot of people think it'll be the Phillies and going just over that Manny Machado money.
Le'Veon Bell, I think, is going to the Jets. There's only one or two teams he can go to that can afford him.
Indy,
because they will, it's just one of those two teams who have $100 million in order to spend to get him. But the other interesting thing is Antonio Brown and Anthony Davis don't control their own destiny. So my thought is I'm more interested to see where these two guys land because it's not up to them. You know, Bryce Harper, it's up to him. Yeah, Bryce Harper and Le'Veon Bell, it's up to you. But what are you getting, A, in return for Antonio Brown? And what do the Pelicans do with this Anthony Davis, I think, is a pretty compelling storyline for the rest of the year, including the summertime. Because what do you do with a guy that basically told you he's got 2 years left on his contract, but he don't want to play for you anymore? And you got the Lakers and LeBron involved trying to pull an end around. So AD to me seems to be, it's going to be a fascinating story, and I can't wait to see exactly where it ends up. Will he end up with the Knicks? I don't think it's as cut and dry as most people think due to the fact that he doesn't control his destiny. The New Orleans Pelicans do, and hell, they already fired their GM over the handling of this, so it'll be interesting to see what happens with all four of these guys, and probably Bryce Harper will know sooner than anybody else. All right, we'll talk some baseball coming up here, hour number two. The latest about Bryce Harper, some of the things that we have learned from the first weekend of spring training. We'll do that next here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain.